Hello, this is the Business Today Daily News Podcast. I'm Rashi and these are the top stories for today. Only two operators, Reliance Jio and state-run BSNL, gained new subscribers in October, leading to a marginal growth in overall telecom user base to 119.2 crore, according to the TRAI data. Reliance Jio and BSNL jointly added over 1.08 crore new mobile phone customers, while rest of the operators Vodafone Idea, Bharti Airtel, Tata TeleServices, MTNL and Reliance Communications lost more than 1.01 crore customers. US-based cab-hailing platform Uber saw its revenue growing manifold from India business to Rs. 21.5 crore in the fiscal ended March 2018, according to documents filed with the Corporate Affairs Ministry. The company, which competes with rival Ola in India and other international markets, had posted a total revenue of only Rs. 1.04 crore in 2016-17. The Union Cabinet on Tuesday approved the merger of Vijaya Bank, Dena Bank with Bank of Baroda. Following the merger of these state-owned banks, Bank of Baroda will become the third largest bank in India after the State Bank of India and HDFC Bank in terms of assets. Union Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad said that the merger will allow the combined entity under Bank of Baroda more lending power. Bank of Baroda will now have a global competitive identity, he added. Private sector insurer Bharti AXA Life Insurance yesterday said it has started delivering policies and renewal premium receipt to customers via instant messaging platform WhatsApp. It is a part of its alternative service option to the policyholders. Bharti AXA Life Insurance is one of the first few life insurers to provide its customers with the option of policy contract, renewal premium receipts and claim intimation through WhatsApp, it said. The Reserve Bank of India, which was under tremendous pressure from a few government-nominated directors for a relief to MSMEs, has introduced a one-time restructuring scheme for loans aggregating Rs. 25 crore. The scheme is like evergreening of loans, as the RBI had earlier scrapped the entire restructuring scheme. By introducing a selective restructuring scheme for MSMEs, the RBI is now encouraging the postponement of a stressed problem. Without such a relief, these MSMEs would have landed at the bankruptcy court. The government yesterday decided to provide 3% interest subsidy to merchant exporters, entailing an expenditure of Rs. 600 crore to enhance liquidity with a view to boosting outbound shipments. The decision was taken by the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs. These products are largely in MSME labor-intensive sectors such as agriculture, textiles, leather, handicraft and machinery. It is expected to make exporters more competitive, encourage them to export more products manufactured by MSMEs. Facebook's Messenger app has started testing the dark mode in select countries. In May last year, the social media giant had announced a major design change in its Messenger app, including the dark mode. After several delays, it seems the company has finally started testing the new dark mode in several countries. The new mode would also make the Messenger more battery-friendly, especially on the devices with AMOLED displays. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Do tune in tomorrow for more business news. Bye for now.